Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Good morning. I'm Taddy Drex.
Hey, good morning.
And Charlie.
Good morning.
Filling in for Kara, who's on maternity leave and who is on the phone.
Ooh. Good morning.
How are you doing?
We're just being a human pacifier.
So you guys are like 3 weeks into this. Are you learning anything in particular, or is there something that kind of shocked you? Because you can plan all you want for a baby, but when it happens,
they have their own life.
Yeah, we're deep in the jungle right now with no map or compass or anything. So we're just trying to learn as we go, you know, what he wants, his learning, his cries. I mean, there's a different cry for every problem. And the last couple of days have been rough.
And we had told you before Riker was born how special it was going to be.
I just want to stare at him all day long. It's the craziest thing. Like, we can just sit there and I could just stare at his little face and watch his little crazy facial features all day long.
So when can we expect baby number two?
Oh.
Ryan said the same thing. He's like, 2 under 2, are you down? I'm like, can I just like be able to heal and walk up and down the stairs from this one first?
Nope. If I'm not asking, family will be asking.
Everybody's already asking. I'm like, hold up. Just give me a minute.
Take it from me. Don't do it.
The second one is always a troublemaker.
People think their first child is so perfect that they make the mistake thinking that second one is going to be the same or easier.
1,000%. I am the oldest, so I think the youngest gets away with everything. Like my first, okay, I was homesick a few weeks ago, and she wanted to stay home with me to help take care of me.
Sweet.
Before she left, she brought me a pack of her gummies before she went to school. Just the sweetest. My second, she asked me, Mommy, why are you sick? And I was like, I don't know, baby. I just don't feel good. Is it because you talk too much?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, seriously? That is the second child right there in a nutshell.
Yeah, my one-year-old. Old, throws a tantrum. You think that she's hurt. She's on the floor. She's screaming bloody murder. No, she wants to sit not just on top of the dining room table, but in the fruit bowl on top of the dining room table.
I like it.
I'm just sitting here over in the corner with my one
with
kid.
Your one kid. Just fine. You've got, look at you. How
there
happy.
You
yeah, right.
I don't even know where she is.
There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
I'm going to do what you all think I'm going to do, which is just pull it out.
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
Morning, Carrie.
Hey, guys. I just need to hit the panic button.
Okay. What's happening?
My best friend is cheating on her husband, and being the good friend that I am, I'm keeping it a secret, and it's been really keeping me up at night.
Oh my God.
Okay.
How do you know that she's cheating on her husband?
I do a little bit of photography on the side, and she asked me to touch up some of her family photos that they took recently.
Okay.
So she gives me a bunch of photos on a jump drive, and I'm going through them, and I realize that there's also some photos of her and another guy on there.
Whoa.
Which I'm accidentally left them there because I don't think I'm supposed to see those.
Right.
And I mean, not to get like into too much detail of the photos, but they weren't just friendly pics. Like, they're clearly together in these pictures.
Okay. Wow. Is it possible that these are old pictures, like from before when she was married? I mean, it sounds like she didn't even know they were on there.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was hoping for. And that's what I thought at first, but she did have some cosmetic surgery about like 2 years ago now.
Okay.
And these pictures were definitely not recent.
She's been married for more than 2 years.
Yeah.
And there's a difference in what she looks like 2 years ago versus now. So clearly she's with a guy. It's fairly recent. Yeah.
But she didn't tell you that she's having an affair. She gives you some photos to edit and you discover that she's having an affair.
She doesn't know that I know. And I just don't know what to do about it. Like, my stomach is just in knots about it. And I don't know whether to talk to her about it first or go straight to her husband, because I care about her husband a lot too, and he doesn't deserve to be in this situation.
Right.
But I've also got, you know, a little bit of a professional reputation to protect here as well, because, like, I don't want to be known as the photographer who, you know, starts scandals and things. So I don't know what to do.
Why don't you just keep listening to our show? We're going to turn this over to our audience and get some advice from them, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Sorry you're in this situation.
Yeah, me too.
Yikes. Imagine you were in that same exact spot. You discovered that one of your friends was cheating on her husband, and you were friends with both of them, but you had this professional reputation of being a photographer.
Yeah, or you're the husband, and you're the person that doesn't know.
What's your recommendation? What would you do in this case? Get some advice for Carrie, 404-741-0985.
You've got a problem.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
Don't freak out. Just hit the panic button with Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5.
Sometimes you get in a tight spot and you just need some advice, and that's what we're here for on the panic button.
Carrie hit that panic button, said that her best friend gave her a thumb drive with some family photos on it, asked Carrie if she could edit them. Well, along with the family photos were some inappropriate pictures of her best friend with another man, not the husband. So Carrie says her stomach's in knots. Does she confront her friend, tell the husband, stay quiet?
Austin in Atlanta.
Hey, I definitely say to not get in the middle of that. I'd stay out of that drama.
I mean, you could almost give the thumb drive back and be like, you know what? I'm just too overwhelmed. I got so much stuff going on. I didn't even have a chance to look at the pictures.
That's smart.
And at the same time, too, if she doesn't know, and maybe you could just tell your friend, be like, hey, there's some stuff on this drive you might want to look at. And leave it at that. Don't say anything. Walk away. Don't bring it up.
Oh, but then she knows.
She's already hiding it. The friend's already hiding it, you know. So she doesn't know anybody knows. So maybe that'll be like a light bulb in her head that, oh, crap, almost got caught. Maybe I should think about what I'm doing.
Yeah, this whole thing puts the friendship kind of on hold, too, because she's not saying anything. And so now she's going to hang out with this woman and her husband. Knowing her little secret, it would be uncomfortable. It wouldn't be fun.
Tad, you'd like to think, though, too, because Carrie said that this woman and her are best friends. You'd like to think that you have a strong enough relationship with a best friend to be able to have this conversation. Yeah. So,
like what Austin said, hand her the jump drive and say, yeah, there's some stuff on here I don't feel comfortable with, and let her figure it out on her own.
Because then she knows. Then the best friend knows that her friend knows. Right now she's hiding it from her friend. So as soon as she understands that she knows, maybe she'll talk about it. Maybe there's something else going on in the marriage. I mean, who knows?
I agree.
Who knows?
And then
I'd stay out of it as best as possible.
They can
that
just
ain't your business.
Once her best friend knows that she knows, then they can get on to the important part of the conversation, which is hush money and negotiating.
Yeah. Right now, gas is going up. Need something.
That's right. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call, Austin. 404-741-0985.
There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
He said not the panic.
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
If you're having a problem, you don't know where to turn, you can always reach out to us, 404-741-0985, or inbox us on Facebook. It's the panic button.
Yeah, Carrie hit that panic button, said her friend gave her a thumb drive with some family photos on it, asked if Carrie could edit the photos. Carrie does a little photography on the side. Well, Carrie opens up the thumb drive. There's family photos in there, and there's also inappropriate pictures of Carrie's best friend with another man.
Yeah. Now, we asked what you thought about this on Facebook.
We did. And Michelle Nicole says, ask for clarity. Make sure they're not old photos. But the problem with that is,
yeah, I mean, so Carrie said that I guess the best friend had some cosmetic surgery and enhancement 2 years ago. And it's definitely
these are post. These are post surgery.
was married during the pictures.
Wow. And a lot of people are saying on Facebook that if this was her best friend, shouldn't she already know?
Right. Wouldn't her friend
know? Or if it's your best friend, just approach it. Just ask. Come out and ask. That's what I'm saying. Grab a bottle of wine. Take it over there. Hand her the thumb drive. Say, we need to talk. Get a glass.
404-741-0985. Senia and Alpharetta.
I think she should talk to her friends because they are friends together, right? So if she has something, you know, that she discovered, why wouldn't she share it with her and be like, did you know it's there? And discuss it together if they're friends. You know, I don't understand why she would hold it, hide it from her.
I think once, you know, this Carrie works as a photographer. She's editing, being asked to edit photos and fix up photos and stuff like that. That's her job. So I think that's the gray area, is that on one hand, it's a friend. She found out she's cheating, but she found out through her job. She was just asked to edit the photos. Should she stay professional, edit the photos, hand it back, or should she cross that line?
If they are as close as she says they are, then bring a bottle of wine over and the jump drive and say, let's chat.
Let's edit these pictures together.
Outside of like professional side of it.
Maybe she should Photoshop her husband into the photos and take the boyfriend out.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 725, a chilly start. Sunshine, a warm up to 72 today. 48 Midtown. Hawks beat the Pistons 118-113. And no big Powerball winner yet again. It's been since August.
That's nice.
We're at over $800 million for Saturday's jackpot. Now the second highest jackpot in history. What's going on, Charlie?
Taylor Swift's new album has not even been out for a week, and we already have controversy. I'll tell you what she's had to edit out of her album to avoid being canceled coming up. But first, if you like to travel and you like to get paid, well, Spirit Airlines is looking for you. The budget airline is planning to hire hundreds of new flight attendants in the Metro Atlanta area. So the plan is to fill more than 200 flight attendant positions based here in Atlanta at a hiring event next Wednesday. And after 6 months of service, you will be eligible for free family travel on all routes. And you'll also receive like a certain amount of buddy passes
That's
a year.
Cool.
Yeah, we're going to put the link up at Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page.
What's included on your free flight? Just like, because I buy Spirit Airlines tickets. You go in there, it's $30. Then they're like, do you want a seat? And you're like, really? Is standing an option? And by the time you're done, you're buying a Delta ticket.
I was going to say, like, we are the home of Delta. Spirit, I mean, I did say it is a budget airline.
Well,
so
listen,
you do have to know what you're getting into.
You have to pick. Do you like money more than you dislike Spirit Airlines? If the answer is yes, well, then there you go.
You know what I've thought of is if there's a destination that you travel to often, you should go there and just, like, buy clothes and leave them at a friend's house because it costs money to bring clothes on the plane. So
really?
Just like, all you really want to do is just like you yourself.
Just stand
don't
there.
Don't expect to
or
see.
Or go full Joey. You can wear like 3 days worth of outfits.
All of Chandler's clothes.
All of Chandler's clothes.
I approve of any Friends reference. In the new video for Taylor Swift's Antihero, one scene finds Taylor stepping on a scale to reveal the word fat. And some fans called that scene fatphobic. It appeared that Taylor heard them because that version of the video on Apple Music is no longer includes the shot of the scale.
Oh, wow.
Some cool Taylor news, though. She surprised fans in London during a Bon Iver show where she hopped on stage to sing one of his songs. Very deep voice.
If you want to reach the masses, definitely show up at one of those shows. Can we go back to the fat reference in the video?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? I mean, is it not art? She was putting out a video. She was. It's a kind of autobiographical of what she saw herself as. Like, is Taylor not allowed to have her opinion?
I mean,
is it really
sure
that wrong?
She can, but has Taylor ever been called fat? I mean, she's always been tiny. She's never had, like, I can understand some people coming after like Adele for this, but
She might be commenting on the fact that even as thin as she is, society would call her fat,
trying to make her the victim a little bit. Listen, none of this is done by accident. I mean, I think that's the new thing with these music videos and new albums coming out. Like, Beyonce had to do it. She had to remove a song lyric or something like that. It's just more PR. Nothing Taylor does is accidental.
And no publicity is ever bad, you know?
Leave Taylor alone. Unless you're Kanye West.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
I'm filling in for Kara with the trivia this morning. I'm the pop culture princess, sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Hey, Meredith in Atlanta.
Good morning.
You ready to do this?
I hope so.
All right. Well, let's get the confidence going. We start by kicking Tad out of the studio, Meredith.
Have a cup of coffee, Tad.
Thank you, Meredith. I've already had three, but okay.
Bring me one.
All right. Hey, Tad's going to leave the studio. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Bring Tad back in. Ask him the same exact questions. If you answer more right than Tad, get $100 of his money. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Question number one. Miss Piggy from the Muppets made an awkward appearance on The Masked Singer last night. Who does Miss Piggy have an unhealthy obsession with?
Kermit the Frog.
Question two. In Matthew Perry's upcoming book, he throws major shade at Keanu Reeves. Which character did Matthew marry on Friends?
Rachel.
Question three. Name the popular exercise bike company that has told instructors to no longer use Kanye West songs during sessions.
Peloton.
Question four. Shares of Facebook stock took a huge hit yesterday. What's the new parent company name for Facebook?
Meta.
Question number five. MTV has announced they'll reboot Cribs next year. Can you name one of the three celebrities featured on the very first episode of MTV Cribs?
Exhibit.
Who's that?
Was it Exhibit?
Exhibit? Oh, I mean, that's a good guess because he then had his own, like, Pimp My Ride show.
Oh, yeah, that's
around
right.
the same time. So that's Meredith, an educated guess there. It's wrong, but it's a good educated guess.
Wow. Okay. Not too bad, though. Not too bad. Ted?
Okay.
Ready for the same questions? Ready for my educated guesses.
question number one, same questions. Who does Miss Piggy have an unhealthy obsession with?
Kermit the Frog.
That is correct. Also herself, one-to-one.
Question number two, which character did Matthew Perry marry on Friends?
Manica.
That is correct. Meredith said Rachel, 2-1.
Question number three, name the popular exercise bike company that has told instructors no longer can you use Kanye West songs during sessions.
Name any exercise bike. Peloton, it's the only one.
That is correct. 3-2.
You're not a Nordic Track fan, apparently?
Yeah.
All right, question number four, what's the new parent company name for Facebook?
Meta.
That is correct. All right, 4-3.
Nice. Question number five, tough one. Probably the toughest of the week so far. MTV has announced they'll reboot Cribs next year. Can you name one of the three celebrities featured on the very first episode of Cribs?
Yeah, you said question five was impossible. The only thing I can think of is 50 Cent.
That's a good guess.
50 Cent, another good educated guess.
An educated guess, just like Meredith said, Exhibit, because he had his Pimp My Ride show on MTV around the same time. The answers, are you ready?
Yeah.
Moby, Jewel, and the Osbournes were the first three celebrities in each
other. Wow.
What's his house like now?
An apartment, a flat.
Yeah, a second floor walk up.
All right, final score, Charlie.
4-3.
Oh, Meredith in Atlanta, are you smarter than Tad?
Not today.
No cash, but it's the consolation prize people are going nuts for, this Harry Potter.
Yes, four tickets to the Harry Potter, the exhibition in Atlanta happening now until February 28th.
Wonderful, thank you.
Have a great time, Meredith. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
And if you want to play, you could sign up, TadDrexandKara.com. Every weekday morning, we do it at 6:35 and 7:35 on B98.5.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Cassie, your neighbor Megan had a baby. You didn't even realize she was pregnant?
We were honestly pretty close before the pandemic. And then, like, during the pandemic, you know, everyone social distanced and didn't see each other as much. And everything started, like, opening back up. We just, like, didn't reconnect at all. And
how did you find out that she had a baby?
I honestly just happened to be looking out the window one day and a cousin was loading a stroller in the back of their car, and then I saw that she had a baby in her arms, and then I saw her drive off with the baby in her arms in the front seat. So I reached out to her and I said, oh my gosh, congratulations, I can't believe that we lost touch, yada yada yada. I noticed that you didn't have a car seat, and I would be more than happy to buy you one.
Wait. She didn't have a car seat in her car. You saw them drive off, no car seat.
Holding the baby.
Yeah.
That's the number one. I mean, this is not the 1970s. Right. The number one thing now is that you would have a car seat.
Yeah. Did she respond? Cassie, did Megan respond to the text message you sent her?
Oh, yeah. And it was bizarre.
What did she say?
She said, "Were you the one who ratted me out?" And that was it. And I haven't heard from her since.
Oh, so she must have gotten pulled over.
I think, like, now she thinks, like, I ratted her out. And
right.
It's like, well, now I'm, like, worried that DFAX is going to get involved. And what if they take away her baby? Or what if they already did? Like, I haven't heard from her or seen the baby again since then.
First of all, you're like, congrats on the baby. You don't have a car seat. What's wrong with you? And then you get, did you rat me out?
And I didn't call the cop, but obviously she thinks that I did. So.
And had you known about the baby, you could have gotten her a car seat for the baby shower.
I would have gotten her food. I would have, like, reached out and helped. I would have, like, you know, it's like pandemic baby. It's crazy. Like, I could have thrown a baby shower. Like,
right.
I don't know. Like,
meal trains.
Yeah. So, Cassie, it sounds like you want to make it right, clear the air, and ask her for some forgiveness here.
Absolutely. And, you know, make sure she has a car seat.
Yeah, right.
We're going to get her number from you, and we're going to call her next, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
You're so welcome.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Cassie noticed her neighbor had a baby and no car seat, so she texted her and offered to buy her a car seat. Her friend Megan responded, "Are you the one that ratted me out?" Cassie's like, "Oh my gosh, she got pulled over by the cops. What a mess." Cassie, sit tight. Megan's not going to know you're on the line.
Hello?
Good morning, Megan.
Yeah, this is Megan.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5. How are you? We just wanted to call you to congratulate you on the new baby.
What do you mean?
We heard that you had a new baby, and we just wanted to call and say congrats and see if you needed anything, like, I don't know, maybe a car seat.
Okay, yeah.
Or
no, there's no baby.
Oh, no.
No baby.
Was he or she taken away?
What? I don't have any children.
We have your friend Cassie on the phone. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Cassie, do we have the right Megan here? Do you recognize her voice?
Hey, Megan, this is Cassie, your neighbor.
Were you the one to report us?
No, I swear I didn't call the police on you. I just noticed that you didn't have the car seat, and I just wanted to reach out. Like, I wanted to make sure that you had a car seat.
The police? No, I wasn't sure if you called TSA on me.
The TSA?
Like the air travel TSA at the airport?
To report what?
Well, I noticed that people with kids and babies get special treatment at airports, so I don't know. It was a long time ago now. I bought a little baby doll and a cheap stroller so I can get through security faster.
What? The baby that you were holding in your arms when you drove away from your house last weekend was fake?
That's a doll?
When they see you have a stroller, they pull you out of the line and they send you up to the front.
So when you're saying when you fly, you notice that people with babies that need a little extra time loading up on the plane, they get to load first. And so you
got but also, like, it's security. They really take care of you.
And I guess nobody asks to see the baby. They just...
It's wrapped in a blanket, and who's going to want to interrupt a baby sleeping, you know? Sometimes I'll, like, bounce the doll around like I'm trying to keep her quiet. You know, her name's Delta. Literally.
Wow.
This is unhinged.
This is insanity.
Cassie, are you buying this?
This is literally crazy.
I thought you reported us because this last time we got caught out and, you know, they made us wait for zone 3 or whatever. It was awful.
Zone 3 with all of us commoners? General boarding?
Did they confiscate the baby?
No, but they made me, like, put it in my luggage.
Oh, Cassie, could you imagine if you saw Megan put the baby in the luggage? You would have lost your mind.
Oh. Okay, then I would have absolutely called.
Megan, this feature's called Forgive and Forget, and you know Cassie was calling because she thought she missed the birth of a real child. I guess you guys haven't talked for a while, so do you forgive her?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, like, I forgive her for that, but I have to say, it's kind of offensive, Cassie, that you would think I wouldn't use a car seat. I mean, it just shows what you really think of me.
You don't even have a real baby. You know, honestly, I don't know what to think. No.
Cassie's like, on the defensive
wild.
Now?
Wait.
Absolutely.
Megan, you are judging Cassie for...
For judging me.
for judging you, the person who uses a fake baby to get to the front of the line.
So, Cassie, if you still want to get me a baby shower gift at this point, it would be awesome if you paid the annual fees for a Delta Amex card, because I'm going to have to get one of those now.
I want to live on y'all street.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Go to tomorrow. Ashlyn needs forgiveness from the head of the PTO at her kid's school before they kick her poor kid out of the school.
No. Oh.
We'll help Ashlyn out tomorrow on Forgive and Forget.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.